This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with some national ag news this morning, the U.S. is losing soybean market share to Brazil and China over protein. Reuters says soybean growers in the U.S. seeking higher yielding crops is robbing the crop of protein content. A decline in protein levels makes soybeans less valuable to the $400 billion feed industry in China. A decade ago, the U.S. supplied 38% of soybeans to China, the world's top importer, compared to 34% from Brazil. Now, Brazil supplies 57% of Chinese imports, compared to just 31% from the U.S. The United Soybean Board is advocating that the industry takes protein content seriously. The industry group will spend $5.6 million in fiscal year 2018 on research and other efforts to boost protein, and that's up from $3.7 million last year. USB Director Jared Hagert says China needs soybeans, and we're at risk of becoming a residual supplier if we don't work on protein improvements. In other news, if you like trucks or drive one, a semi that is, you might want to consider attending the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show this weekend. That's taking place February 2nd and 3rd at the Peoria Civic Center, sponsored by the Midwest Truckers Association. And Don Schaefer says there's something for everyone.
The truck show itself is free. It's held in coordination with the Midwest Truckers Association annual convention. A lot of opportunities for a lot of things to see, a lot of new equipment, a lot of new services. Pretty much, if you are a truck owner or a truck operator, be a farmer, construction company, trucking company, what have you, there is something there to see for you and really get some new ideas and some actually some great deals, because most of the people there are more than happy to sell you something while you're there.
Exhibit hours are Friday, February 2nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, February 3rd, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, it's the season of meetings, and the Illinois Pork Expo is coming up next Tuesday with an abundance of information available for pork producers. Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Jenny Jackson, says the trade show is sold out and producers can expect to learn about the latest trends in the industry.
Starting next Tuesday, Pork Expo begins. It goes through the end of the day on Wednesday, and we have two entire full days packed with educational seminars, trade show, annual meeting, and all things pork.
And I think some great speakers lined up for this year's event.
Yes, we have quite a few. All the educational seminars will take place on Wednesday starting at 9:30 in the morning and then wrap up around 2. You'll have the chance to listen to Dr. Scott D. and Dr. John D. John from Pipestone Veterinary Services and Pipestone Grow. And we also have Dr. Ronald Ketchum from Swine Management Services, some speakers from Automated Production Systems talking about new barn technology, which is always a hot topic, and also Joe Kearns from Kearns & Associates.
And, of course, if anyone's been to the expo before, they're well aware of the trade show. I think I've already heard a packed trade show again this year.
Yes, we are excited to be sold out. So we have over 175, I think, exhibitor booths. It will be completely full in the Bank of Springfield Center. That trade show is open on Tuesday from 2 in the afternoon to 9 at night. That concludes with the legislative reception. And then Wednesday, it's open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So, Jenny, if I remember correctly, you're fairly new to your position with the Illinois Pork Producers. So is this your first year planning or helping plan the expo?
It is. I began in March, so this is about the last thing that I need to go through to complete my 1 year.
So how have things gone for you with planning and how are things going, I guess, in general with your new position?
They've been great. It's really fast-paced. Everything is in the agriculture industry, I've learned. It's really exciting. The pork industry is thriving this year. We look to have a profitable year, so it's exciting to speak to producers and have that optimism as we move forward.
And I think that's a great point when you mention producers. This expo is open to all producers that have an interest in the pork industry.
It is. If you are an IPPA member, it is free for you to come in. If not, you can register at the door. We accept walk-ins anytime on Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, Jenny. Sounds like a great expo plan for next week. And again, the details, times, locations, anything people need to know.
Sure. On Tuesday, we will host our annual meeting at 9:30 in the morning with a recognition luncheon following that at noon. The trade show will be open from 2 to 9. We have our legislative reception there on the trade show floor at 5 o'clock that night with supper, and hopefully we have a lot of interest from the Capitol a couple blocks down the road. And then on Wednesday, trade show will be open again 8 to 3.
Jenny Jackson with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. And once again, that's all happening at the Bank of Springfield Center next Tuesday and Wednesday. Looking at community events, just one to remind you about this morning. CNB Bank and Trust is hosting farm succession planning meetings this month. Dr. Ron Hansen will speak. Breakfast and dinner seminars will take place on February 12th and 13th at four different locations. To RSVP, call 217-854-4215 or visit cnbil.com. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.